Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 51 of Real Stories. This episode's going to be a little bit different. It will still be a ghost-centered episode and have three paranormal stories, but they will all be coming from my Aunt Rose, who is a fan of the podcast and submitted these stories. So, without any further ado, let's get to her stories. Now, the first story that my aunt told me was about a house that she used to own. She was the second owner of this house, which was built in 1913 and was one of the first houses in Parma. She believes that this house was absolutely haunted, and her daughter, my cousin Melissa, was very scared of this particular house. Now, one day, my aunt was staying with another one of my cousins who was injured at the time. But Melissa and my cousin Michael were at the house, and they like to have visitors. Michael brought some crazy people over to the house occasionally, and Melissa, in this particular instance, brought her sketchy cousin over, and the house went crazy. As soon as they stepped in, doors started to slam and windows closed. They didn't know what was going on. They were all super freaked out because this didn't normally happen, but only when their sketchy cousin came over. They ran out of the house and called the police because they thought that someone had broken in and was messing with them. Their sketchy cousin never stepped back into that house again. He was absolutely terrified. At one point, my aunt says that they could feel someone sitting on their bed, and my cousin Melissa also said that she felt that same feeling. My aunt also said that she heard somebody calling out to her, saying her name, Rose. She hypothesizes that it could possibly have been Melissa's father, who had passed away prior to these incidents. Keys would be misplaced, but the ghost never really harmed anybody in the family. But it seriously did not like that sketchy cousin. Yeah, that was a really crazy story. I am just shocked that there's multiple stories within my family having to do with paranormal activity. And it kind of ties me back into it because, you know, I have this podcast where half the time I talk about paranormal stuff. So clearly, there is a connection with my family and the paranormal. So in this story, my aunt is not even at her house. She's staying with another cousin of mine who was injured. And it has to do with my cousins, Melissa and Michael, who live in this house. Now, Melissa is already a little creeped out by the house, and she believes it to be haunted because at times she feels like there's somebody sitting on her bed. And my aunt feels like it's haunted because she has heard somebody call out her name before. These are both classic examples of ghost behavior, but not necessarily one that is out to do harm. It sounds like it's a comforting presence, maybe one that's just checking in on them, like we've discussed before. Now, my aunt has a really good theory, and I believe it, where she thinks that it's possibly Melissa's dad who had passed away. That would make a lot of sense, because that would be someone who could be calling her name, and that could be someone who's just, you know, sitting at the bedside, making sure his daughter's okay. So I think that's very plausible. But this ghost does not like their sketchy cousin. So as soon as he stepped in the house started going crazy, with doors slamming and windows being shut, which is some very, very classic paranormal activity. And that cousin got so freaked out, they never went back into that house. They were terrified of it. And I can't say I blame them. Now, I'm just wondering why the house would behave in this way, and like what the ghost saw in this cousin that he was like, no, your presence is not welcome. And from what my aunt said, he was kind of a troubled guy his whole life, so maybe this ghost saw something. But it's really crazy. And it also reminds me of the one piece of paranormal connection that I have happened when I was a child, because my mom said that when my sister and I were little, we used to stare up at this second floor landing and nothing would be there. And to this day, my dog, Maya, who lives at my parents' house, will sometimes do the same thing. And as we've talked about, you know, a dozen times, children and dogs, they have a third eye open for ghosts. So I think that that's really interesting, but this was such a crazy story. But yeah, there's definitely some connection between my family and the paranormal. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. Hey guys, Mental Health Awareness Month may be over, but that doesn't make the problem less important. So if you're feeling stressed, depressed, anxious, or overwhelmed, you're not alone. And today's sponsor, BetterHelp, is here to help you. BetterHelp offers licensed therapists who are trained to listen and help you. You can talk to your therapist in an online environment at your convenience. There is a broad range of expertise in BetterHelp's network of 20,000 therapists that give you access to help that may not be available in your area. You just fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs, and then you can get matched with your own therapist in as little as 48 hours. You can then schedule video and phone sessions, plus you can exchange unlimited messages with your therapist. You can also request a new therapist at any time for no additional charge. So join the 3 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with an experienced BetterHelp therapist. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/realstories. That's betterhelp.com/realstories. All one word. There's no time like the present to take care of your mental health. So do it today with BetterHelp. In her next story, my aunt expressed that she had been followed by shadow people since childhood. She remembers seeing them run out in front of cars and while listening to Coast AM, and remembers seeing them while listening to this particular show. They were always the same shape and size. However, she does admit that she hasn't seen them in 5 years. Now, in addition to shadow people, my aunt also feels like she has a guardian angel watching over her. There was a time when she was pregnant and had taken a trip to North Carolina. Her and her friends were there, and they're walking through the woods because they are staying in this cabin. She says that she was very hot and miserable and decided that she wanted to go back to the cabin. Her remaining friends told her that she had to follow the trail of lights to get back to this cabin. However, her and her friend got lost. Now, they did not end up screaming out for help, but when they were eventually found, they were found by somebody who said that they heard them calling out for help. So the way that she interpreted this was that it was a guardian angel that sent word to people who were also walking in the woods to get them help. So this story confirms that my aunt is being watched by maybe some malevolent forces, but also, to balance that out, she has a guardian angel watching over her as well. Wow, between the very old house and now a cabin in the woods, it's like my aunt is looking for these paranormal situations. I kid, of course, but this is a really scary situation because when you're in the woods at night in North Carolina, there's all types of animals that could be out there, like bears or bobcats, or even bats from what I've heard. So, never a good thing to get lost. Also, it's late and she's pregnant. So, she's kind of in a vulnerable state for really anything bad to be going on. She kind of needs to keep calm and, you know, be in a good state in this time in her life. Luckily, something got them to safety because despite getting lost, they weren't like shouting out for help or anything, but when they were found, somebody said that they heard them calling for help. So it seems like some sort of perhaps guardian angel force was at play here and kind of escorted them to their location and told them that, hey, somebody needs help. I'm not exactly sure how it happened, but something made sure that they got out of there that night. I mean, it's hard to question miracles, so I won't question it too much, but it is very interesting. I've heard stories similar to this, where somebody was missing in the woods, and like a force was calling out to them, leading them in a direction where they were able to be found. And it's really crazy because, in addition, her seeing shadow people her whole life is so scary because she talks about how it's been happening since she was a child. So that's horrifying. And I haven't heard anything else from my dad or any of my other uncles having had dealt with this issue. So it seems like she was being targeted. And from all these stories, it seems like she's had a connection to the supernatural her entire life. So it's really interesting how these things can target one member of a family. She also talks about how she was listening to Coast to Coast AM. And just for some background information, if you're not familiar, it's an American late night radio talk show that deals with a variety of topics, but mainly talks about paranormal and conspiracy theories. They're a very popular show. And for her to have seen something paranormal, otherworldly, after listening to this, some people may try and attribute it to that, but I don't believe that. I think that when you listen to shows like that or shows like this, it kind of makes you a little bit more aware. So you know kind of what to look for based on other people's stories. Then you can kind of interpret certain events. Like if I go into a house and the doors are shutting and opening on their own and it's not windy or anything, I'm going to think by listening to other people's stories that that house is haunted. And if other people are reporting these black shadowy figures following them, and then I see that, I'm going to associate that with the shadow people, because that's what these other people have talked about. So I think it was a pretty logical conclusion, and I don't think that it's because she was listening that she saw that. I think that it was real. And I think that she's had some really scary supernatural experiences in her life, but she's also had some really good ones, like getting saved in the woods. We'll be back with our third story after a word from our new sponsor, CBDX.com. CBDX is an American company that offers the highest quality Delta 8 THC, Delta 9 THC, and HHC products. They offer lightning-fast shipping and the best prices with outstanding customer service. All of their products are made in-house. They're not just slapping their label onto some other company's products. And they have a wide variety of products for any level of experience that you may have in this cannabinoid field. Because what these are legal cannabinoids. So they have gummies, vape cartridges, straight-up flower, and other oils. So really, you can look and find whatever you're looking for whatever experience that you want to have. They have products designed for a chill night, for being creative, for just enjoying and relaxing during your day. Whatever you need, whatever level you are, whether you're a beginner or someone who's more of a connoisseur like myself in this field, they have products for everybody. I highly recommend their gummies because they are delicious and they are effective. So go to CBDX.com and look over their products and use promo code TINO, T-I-N-O, for 10% off your order. You must be 21 years of age or older to buy products on here. CBDX.com, promo code TINO for 10% off. Now, her final story is pretty crazy, but I would also chalk this up to a guardian angel or some sort of higher power looking out for my aunt. Because she talks about how years ago, she's driving in the flats and she is coming up to a light. Now, when she is coming up to this light, she has the right of way. However, there's a car that is flying towards her. And he goes through the red light. Now, my aunt, not really knowing what to do, internally is kind of just accepting her fate, and she just closes her eyes and drove, seemingly on a collision course with this car that is flying through the light. Now, when she looks up and opens her eyes, she miraculously made it through the light and nothing happened. But it was definitely a very terrifying situation. Oh my goodness. That was definitely not our typical supernatural story on the show, but there is definitely something at play that saved my aunt's life that day. Because on paper, it looks like she was about to get in a crazy car accident because somebody was being stupid and ran a red light. However, something guided her to safety. Low-key on some Jesus take the wheel. That was my reaction to her when she told me the story. But seriously, something wanted her to live. And that is so interesting to me because as much as you'd like to think that, you know, we have a lot of choices in our life, other events like this will happen that make it seem like our life is planned and that there is a certain date that we're supposed to get here and a certain day that we're supposed to leave. And yes, there are freak accidents and things that occur, but that still may be a part of the destiny of your life. But as fate would have it, this day was not the end of her life. And thank goodness, because I don't think I would have met her and I definitely wouldn't have these stories and, you know, it'd be terrible. So thank goodness that something was looking out for her that day. And I'm not sure exactly who it could be. I think that it's possible that maybe it was that same father of the children from the first story in the house. Because when you have a family with somebody and they pass away, I can definitely see them trying to look after their family and their wife when they're not there anymore. Because somebody has to look out for them. And why not it be him? It's also possible that maybe it's another relative who had passed on. But either way, somebody had her back that day, and I'm very grateful for them. Alrighty, guys, that's going to do it for episode 51 of Real Stories. I want to thank my Aunt Rose so much for calling me and telling me all those stories. And these stories were read with the permission of her. So if you have a story that you'd like to hear on the show, please email it to me at thearspodcast@gmail.com. That's thearspodcast@gmail.com. And you can remain anonymous. Also, make sure you go to betterhelp.com/realstories for 10% off your first month of therapy. And make sure you use promo code TINO, T-I-N-O, at cbdx.com for 10% off your order. Thank you guys again so much for listening. If you enjoyed, tell a friend and leave a review. And I will see you next week with a brand new episode. Until then, have a great rest of your week and stay safe.